Unfortunately, none of the arguments about what the Chaco Great Houses were used for are very convincing. First, while the outside of the structures look like later apartment buildings, the inside of the Great Houses cast doubt on the idea of many people living there. If hundreds of people lived in the structure, then there would need to be several fireplaces for each family to do their daily cooking. However, there are only enough fireplaces for about 10 families. Yet there were enough rooms for more than 100 families, which suggests that the primary function of the houses were not residential. Second, the theory of the houses being storage buildings for the grain maize lacks evidence. While it may sound plausible for the large empty rooms to be used for storage, excavations of the great houses have not uncovered many traces of maize containers or maize. If they had been used for storage, then there should be more spilled maize on the floor and large containers. And finally, the use of the great houses as ceremonial centers has insufficient evidence as well. The mound at Pueblo Alto, mentioned in the reading, contained many other materials besides broken pots. Most of these materials were not what you would expect from ceremonies, such as building materials, sands, stones, and even construction tools. This suggests the mound was more likely a trash heap of construction debris and normal trash, meaning it is not very strong evidence for a special ceremonies theory.